On March 15th, 2016, I had discovered a strange bump on my neck. In grade 11, spring break. Sometime after this, I discovered I wasn't able to talk correctly without some pain in my throat after every word. After my speech came my inability to eat or drink food. I came to the conclusion that something was up. I made a biopsy appointment, and let me just say this, I hate needles. The doctors had to examine my neck with them. From the very first one that they had stuck in, it was painful. The nurses kept checking on me to see if I was doing all right. "Yeah, I'm fine," I told them, but I wasn't. I counted each needle that they poked me with. There were 11. This procedure was incredibly painful and almost unbearable. But I did not want to tell that to the doctors. This would make me seem weak and sick, so of course I did not want to come across as that. I had a gut feeling to get admitted, so that's exactly what I did. I was scared of what was going to happen, but I had to go back in order to get better. I could not speak, so my mother gave the receptionist all the provided information at the hospital. The pain in my throat was almost unimaginable now. I was the first person to get admitted out of the long list of patients, onto the intensive care unit floor. That same day, I got intubated, which is a tube from outside of your mouth that goes all the way down to your stomach. This means no eating, drinking, or talking. After some testing, I was told that this situation was very rare. A patient who gets an illness from a standard biopsy? Never heard of. There were busy days full of testing and medications. Nobody knew what was wrong with me or which medications to inject me with. The doctors put me in an induced coma for 6 days. In those 6 days, 13 doctors stood around my hospital bed trying to figure out a solution, or what the illness I had was scientifically called. When I woke up from those 6 days of being out, they had decided to start my neck with surgery. They called it a branchial fistula. To remind you, all of this was happening while silent. I was alone with my thoughts for 3 weeks. I could not express how I was feeling, only through writing my feelings down. But even that was hard because there were many tubes and needles attached to my whole body. I was depressed. I could feel my body give up. This was not the first time I had struggled with this. I was born at 5 months, 1 pound, 11 ounces. If I got through that as a premature baby, then I could get through this. The only strength I had left was my will to pray. I had no motivation to move at all, or to try and write my thoughts down. The last piece of energy I had was to pray. I said in my head, "Please don't let me go. I need to stay. Please let me live and help me get better. I need to." It hurt to move. So of course it hurt to move a pencil across the paper while having many IVs in your hands. The bump on my neck was dealt with. The infection that came after, still there. The doctors made the choice of removing the tube from my throat after they knew the neck surgery was accomplished. After 3 weeks of not being able to stand, explain my thoughts, talk out loud, I was finally free from that tube. I could eat actual food and drink cold water. I promised myself I would never take those things for granted again. Since I was bedridden for 3 weeks, I had to learn to walk again. Learning how to walk again after being so weak, drained, used for testing, being physically and mentally depressed, was super hard. When your body is just tired from all of that trauma, getting up out of your medical bed and walking a few steps to a chair is the hardest thing to do. The surgery to get rid of the infection in my chest and my shoulders went well. I got moved up a floor to recovery and was finally stable enough to get out of the ICU. While on the recovery floor, I demanded to get my homework from all of my grade 11 classes. I had determination to finish my classwork and get ahead. I did just that. I went through tons of recovery time and still lots of needles. During this whole process, my mother, father, and stepmom came to visit me every single day. A 45-minute drive every day into Vancouver to see their daughter, who was so close to passing away for the second time. Two friends came to visit me during the whole time I was at the hospital. I learned not to depend on my friends for support. A great deal of churches prayed for me while I went through my scares of sickness. Family was almost always there for me, but in reality, The only person who is going to be there for you 100% of the time is yourself. I had family by my side at my worst of times. My friends were non-existent while on my deathbed, but I was in my mind 100% of the time. If you can support your life through your lowest, you can get through anything. The constant variable through both my life scares were love, determination, and prayer. Without those three, I would have not lived.